The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right, it's the danger zone. That last little squeal out of Kenny Loggins as he brings us into the danger zone with David Trainer. Now, if you are not familiar with New Constructs, you should get there. It's newconstructs.com. They do some tremendous research, and it's not just on dangerous stuff. I will point out, if you like what you hear about why you would want to avoid a stock in the danger zone, you might want to go to New Constructs because they have the opposite side of this, which is their most attractive list. So just as they have a most dangerous list and they rate stocks from dangerous on the bad side up to attractive, well, they also do a most attractive list if you like the research. And even if you don't want to go selling short on the things that are dangerous, you might want to use the research to go, what do I want to buy that's attractive? To do that, newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks very much, Chuck. It's good to be back.
David joins us now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower was built on a simple and compelling idea. Do what's best for investors 100% of the time. If that sounds good to you, learn more at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone this week?
Citigroup.
It is Citigroup, ticker symbol C.
Danger, danger.
And what is going on there? I mean, everybody says financials are tough to value and tough to get a good look at, and has been saying they're nervous about financials. But nervous and having it in the danger zone are two different things. So why Citigroup?
You know, Citigroup has been something we've identified problems with for quite a long time. I've written an article about a year and a half ago talking about how they were playing with their accounting, their tax accounting, in order to boost regulatory capital and boost earnings. And so Citi has been, of all the financials, in my opinion, the worst management, the worst financials, and the worst investments over time. And I think that, you know, we've seen the stock pop, and even longtime critic of Citigroup, Mike Mayo, who is a friend of mine whose work I really admire, gave the stock a multi-notch upgrade because he'd had it as a sell for a long time because Vikram Pandit finally left. But my belief is that they don't recognize yet how bad things are.
The real danger here is sort of fool's gold or false hope. We've had this rally in the Citigroup price, and yet if somebody goes in and thinks happy days are here again, they're going to wind up holding the stock when the music stops playing.
That's exactly right. I mean, year to date, the stock's up 40%, and I just find that kind of absurd. Let's talk about valuation. I can get into some more details about why the earnings are misleading, because these guys have big-time misleading earnings.
Mm-hmm.
But let's first talk about what you mentioned, which is hope, okay? And I'll tell you how much hope is in the stock price. It's called 30% compounded annual growth in profits for 25 years, right? Or if you want to, you know, if you want to look at a shorter time frame, it's 35% compounded annual growth in profits for 15 years.
Yeah, well, the answer is even during the best 15 years for Citigroup, like the go-go 80s, the greed decade of the 90s, they didn't do that.
That's right. And I mean, and you know, we're looking at a company who's been woefully less profitable than its peers and woefully underperform what we believe to be their hurdle rate, which is the cost of capital. In the last fiscal year, their return on capital was almost zero. A lot of the reason you don't see this manifest in the earnings as much is, first of all, FAS 159, which allows companies to, or banks in particular, to increase their earnings by the amount that their debt loses value, the debt that they issue on their own, right? So when Citigroup's debt that they've issued for themselves, not that they're selling to someone else, but their own debt goes down in value, they get to accrete that value in their earnings, all right, which is absurd.
Right.
On top of that, they've been drawing down reserves like crazy. They drew them down two fiscal years ago by almost $6 billion and last year by $8.3
billion. Wow.
And then over the last, see, my model goes back to 1998 for these guys. So over the last 13, 14 years, they've had about $40 billion in bad investments. They essentially have had to write off. And that represents about 20% of their current net assets.
Right.
So to me, this is a really bad combination. This is like the perfect storm. You've got a company that's trying to pull every accounting trick to overstate its earnings. You've got a bad history in terms of capital allocation. And you've got a valuation that assumes that none of these bad things exist and that the world's going to be perfectly better than ever for them in the future. I don't see any way anyone wants to be anywhere close to this stock.
Well, how bad could it get? We're almost out of time here. You know, when we start to talk about cuts, are we talking looking at a 25% haircut? Are we looking at giving back the 40% we were up this year and then some? What are we talking?
You know, the stock, there is going to be some kind of turnaround, right, in Citi. It's hard for us to, you know, to get a sense of how much it is. Clearly, the stock is pricing in a super amount of a super great turnaround, and I'm thinking, you know, $37. I think you can easily lose everything that has gone into the stock this year, but I see a value closer to $15 or $20, and I think that's only if they break it up and sell it.
Well, that's breaking it up and sell it. Wow, that's an outcome that I think most Citigroup investors would not really expect to be seeing either. So it is Citigroup, ticker symbol C, for a variety of reasons. It is in the danger zone this week. Again, David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. They do their most attractive and most dangerous lists. They rate stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs on a scale of dangerous all the way up to attractive. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
Now remember, if you want to get more information on New Constructs, it's at New Constructs on Twitter. And newconstructs.com is the website. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Stick around. There's a lot more to go on today's show.